Hey guys, this is Jeremy Sasser, host of the OnScript podcast powered by NHA. On behalf of myself and all of the other podcast hosts on the Pharmacy Podcast Network, I'd like to extend a heartfelt thank you to all of the frontline pharmacy personnel, including pharmacists, pharmacy technicians, and all other pharmacy support staff for continuing to work to keep us all safe and healthy. Your selfless and relentless spirit is greatly appreciated during these extraordinary times, and we all stand with you. Be sure to follow the PPN as we will provide updates and pertinent information as often as possible. Be safe, be well, and thank you.
Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, welcome back to the Pharmacy Podcast. Thanks for tuning back in and listening to a podcast on your favorite platform, whether that's Apple Podcast or CastBox, Anchor, any of the places that were published, Spotify. I do wonder who consumes podcasts where and what that means to you as a listener, especially when things have changed. We see that our listeners are no longer consuming between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., which was our primary, telling us that no one's commuting in this day of COVID-19. I am excited today because we're bringing a clinical business balance to the conversation of weight management, lifestyle management, and really changing your life through the leverage of medical knowledge and proof in what to do if you want to not go on a diet, but really change your life for the long haul and be a healthier individual. Nearly one half, that's 49% of adults, tried to lose weight within the last 12 months of ongoing information that we pull from surveys. And the one that I just pulled recently was from the CDC. And we know that there's fad diets. We know that things will come up and everybody will be on some kind of the latest thing. And we know that that's not sustainable from what we learned from pharmacists and physicians. This is why I'm excited today to introduce Dr. Mark Nelson to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation and Dominic Terranelli, who are both experienced in this. And it's a nice balance between the clinical side of weight loss management and healthy lifestyle program, and then, of course, the business side of this. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Dr. Nelson. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation.
Wow. Well, thank you. It's an honor and privilege to be here with you, and thanks so much for having me.
Dominic Terranelli, how are you? Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thank you, Todd. I'm doing well and looking forward to sharing a little bit about what we do today.
You know, we've talked with lifestyle management oriented programs for pharmacy in the past. We always look for clinical evidence-based peer-reviewed systems and programs that a pharmacist listening can embrace and understand that it's not smoke and mirrors and it's not snake oil, but it's the real deal. I love that kind of programming and content. So when I learned about you, Dr. Nelson, I was excited to get you on the show to really describe something that you've experienced. And something that impresses me is the layering of your experience. You didn't just jump out into your career as a healthy lifestyle program designer and releasing this. When I read your background, which I want you to share with our listeners, I see that you have proof in the experience where you've come from as a cardiologist who would be helping patients that were dealing with cardiovascular diseases and the issues with blood flow and so many things that you have as a background. So when someone with your pedigree of medicine comes to the front here and now starts to talk about a healthy lifestyle program, with the challenges that we face as a nation with obesity and unhealthy lifestyles. I get excited about that because I want to deliver that kind of content to our listeners. So give a little background of yourself and what you're doing in creating a healthy lifestyle program.
Well, I'm thinking, Todd, of the life I've lived relevant to your question. And thank you. It is an important question because our experience is really the foundation of our life, our habits, and how we live. And my experience is as a physician, first in internal medicine. I did public health work as well. I worked for the Centers for Disease Control. I worked in workplaces across the country under an OSHA grant and settled on cardiology and went into cardiology because I realized it was the leading cause of death in the United States and the world. And it fascinated me as a science and in terms of my ability to treat cardiovascular disease. What I learned was that I was spending a lot of time as a disease mechanic. I was reacting to disease and managing disease. And it became clear to me, actually, not that long ago, I'd say about 15 to 16 years ago, as the obesity epidemic started to grow in this country, that most of the diseases I was reacting to and managing, including cardiovascular disease, were primarily due to unhealthy habits that could be smoking and certainly increasingly being overweight and obese, which is now well recognized as the leading cause of preventable and chronic disease in the United States. So I was searching for an understanding for solutions to help my patients. And certainly I was writing a lot of prescriptions and ordering a lot of tests, and I was doing really good work and taking really good care of people. But I wanted to do more. I wanted to help them lose weight and improve their health and the fabric of their life. And I needed that myself. 14 years ago, I was 200 pounds. I'm 5'11". I haven't gotten any taller. I was unhealthy. I was stressed out. I was overweight, obviously. And so I found a way to lose weight and to keep the weight off and really move my health forward by learning healthy habits, habits of healthy sleep, movement, nutrition, mindfulness, and more. And I think what's really foundational to understand is that we are all the product of our habits. The good news is we can create new ones. We can learn healthy habits and transform our health and our life, which is more relevant today than ever, because what the COVID pandemic has done has been to awaken people to the understanding of the importance and power of their own personal health and well-being.
So I listen to many developers of programs that surround the world of weight management, healthy lifestyle programs. There's many different names. And regardless of how scientifically based and evidence-based the program may be, I think one of the greatest challenges from listening to pharmacists and life coaches and doctors is getting a patient to or a customer or client to embrace and to be consistent with a program. When you talk to a first time potential client, what are you doing to advocate the incredible criticalness of taking such a program seriously and really helping to transform their lives?
Well, I mean, I think one of the most important things to do is to make clear that most of the diseases people have and that healthcare professionals treat and manage, whether one is a pharmacist or a clinician, most of these diseases are both preventable and reversible, and that reaching a healthy weight is a critical component of that because our bodies can heal, right? And where I meet people is asking them what they want. I ask people, what are your health goals? And they may say, I want to sleep better. I want to eat better. I want to be more active. I want to lose weight. I'd like to get rid of my type 2 diabetes or reduce my blood pressure medication or improve my cholesterol or be able to deal with stress in a way where it doesn't control me and I can be in control of the stress, meaning not reacting to it, but making the choices I can. So I begin by meeting people where they are, finding out what they want. Then I show them what's possible. What Dominic and I do is we show people what is possible in terms of their own health and well-being. Our program is simple and straightforward. It's really goof-proof. The hard part has been figured out. We have a structured meal plan that people use so they lose weight quickly, safely, not sacrificing muscle mass, without hunger. And people are really excited because they can reach a healthier weight. And as they're doing that, they are learning new healthy habits and choices, because that's really the game changer. The game changer is when we can change the way we think. And rather than be reacting to a chaotic, stressful world, and that includes the food in front of us often, to creating the health and life we want for ourselves by learning healthy habits. Our program itself puts people in position to not only lose weight, but understand that they can in fact be the editors and the architects of their health and of their life. And having done it myself as a busy clinician, what I learned was it's simple, it's easy. I was working 60 to 80 hours a week, and I lost 40 pounds in about 2 months. Because our program works, I've kept the weight off because my habits have changed, meaning I've learned the healthy habits that we're talking about. So I first, you know, to your question, I needed to understand that this was simple and easy to do. The only question is, did I want to do it? And I obviously did. So this isn't about talking people into making choices. But it's terribly important to show people what's possible. Because many people, Todd, have given up. Many people don't believe they can lose weight and improve their health or improve other aspects of their health. And the fact is, we can. Every day is a new day and a new opportunity.
Thank you for that. I am going to come back to you after we talk with Dominic, because I want to hear about the five core thoughts and design that you've put together that makes so much sense to me when I read this. I'm not a clinician, and even reading the five elements of a healthy self that you promote is really interesting. So the listeners, you're gonna want to stay tuned in. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dominic about the business side of this program here on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. Hey, pharmacy owners out there, thanks for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Running a pharmacy business isn't easy. The obstacles for succeeding today are tough. When I came across a product that gives pharmacy owners an edge, I get excited. That's why I want to tell you about the Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack. The UltiGuard Safe Pack is an FDA clear product, and when pharmacies dispense these pen needles, they see consistently higher revenue and higher margins. With Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack, you're doing more for your patients and more for your pharmacy's bottom line. Go check it out for yourself. Go to UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. That's UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. Once again, UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. And let me know what you think. And thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast. Welcome back, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. We are talking with Dr. Mark Nelson about an incredible opportunity for independently owned community pharmacies, a healthy lifestyle program that really embraces the core of what is health, C-A-R-E. What is health care? You know, what is it that a clinician and pharmacist and nurse and the team that is there for the patient to promote and pushing and encouraging that you can change your life. And so many people suffer with this. And I've been in business development since 1996. And Dominic, you have really helped to create something that can not only help patients and help clients of these community pharmacies, but you've also helped to design a program that will help the business of independently owned community pharmacies. And that excites me because I am a fan of pharmacy, and I'm a bigger fan of community pharmacy in privately owned organizations throughout the country. So give a little bit of background, Dominic, on yourself and why you chose this program with so many out there to really kind of bolt yourself onto, and tell us a little bit about the business of this program.
Absolutely, Todd. So I'm sitting here and I'm reflecting back when I started 16 years ago. And 16 years ago on this date, I was an obese person. I was 245 pounds, 5'9", put me at a BMI of about 38. And I would probably be the last person that would give anybody advice at that time on health or even the business of health. And very grateful, very thankful that a good friend of mine who was putting together the infrastructure of this business, who was working with one of the top doctors in this country, reached out to me and just asked how I was doing, just saying, "Hey, Dom, how's your health?" And, you know, good friends sometimes can ask some questions a little bit more directly. And we were talking on the phone and he was like, "You know, so what do you weigh these days?" When I told him, the response was, "Wow, that's unhealthy." And I said, "Yeah, I do want to lose weight. I just don't know how. I've been trying, and what worked when I was in my 20s wasn't working in my 40s. So got on program as a client, lost about 65 pounds in a period of 4 months, and completely changed how I looked, how I felt, my health. And that started the beginnings of the business side of what I do as a coach and helping others implement this program. And I got to give very special thanks to my wife who, you know, at the time when after I lost my weight, people asked me what happened and how did I do it. And, you know, I was busy in a different career, but my wife was interested in doing some coaching, at least in the beginning, part-time. And in about 9 months, she completely replaced her full-time income, was having fun, helping people. Her income actually, Todd, was higher than mine at that time, and I decided to join forces with her. And so the business side of this is, okay, so if we're in the business of helping people lose weight and improve their health and learn healthy lifestyles, where would we go to market this program? And I happened to meet an independent pharmacist who was running this program, and he was gracious enough to invite me up to his pharmacy, and I went there, interviewed him. Found out some of the things that he was doing. And I said, "Wow, this is something that I could do." And then I started sharing with this program with many independent pharmacies, mostly on a kind of a face-to-face, maybe a lot of cold calls at that time when physical distancing wasn't an issue. And, you know, started to show them some of the key things of what they can do as a pharmacist to create a weight loss and wellness program right in their pharmacy. And if you think about the number of people out there that are overweight and obese, you think about the number of people that on any given day are looking for options. They might be online. They might be seeing an ad on TV or in print in a magazine. And a lot of those people are patrons of pharmacies. They're patients that are going there for the medications. And they're probably, unless the pharmacy has something to offer, are going with those other popular programs online or on TV ads. And it just made sense to me that there's already a trust between the pharmacist and their patient. Why not provide a science-based weight loss program right in your pharmacy? Why have that business go somewhere else, right? Walk out the door, so to speak, and enroll in somebody else that they don't know and don't have that relationship with? And that really just made a lot of sense to me, and made a lot of sense to a lot of pharmacists throughout the country who decided to get started with our program. It's very easy. It doesn't take much time. The nice thing about it business-wise, because I know this is important for pharmacists, no shelf space, no inventory, no minimums. And so you can build it at your own pace. So if you want to enroll one patient a month to help them lose weight and get healthy, or 20 or more, It's your choice. And so, Todd, there are some key things that I've found, some things that when people do help them become a little bit more successful than others. And I don't know if you wanted me to cover that right now or kind of have you ask me a few more questions.
Yes, let's come back to that, because I want to return to Dr. Nelson for a moment and talk about the five elements of a healthy self. And when I read this, Dr. Nelson, I was really impressed, because it made sense to someone who's never been on a healthy lifestyle program. And in the most simplistic of understanding these five core elements, and that is weight, eating, motion, sleep, and stress reduction. And I can look at every single one of those and think of a disease that comes up into a person that isn't monitoring one of those, let alone all five of those. So expand upon that theory, because that's been one of the more exciting aspects of when reading this profile before we started this podcast, that lights started going off in my head.
Well, yeah. So it's really how we live, Todd. I mean, it's how we live, right? Every choice, every habit matters. That's, I think, what we've lost track of. And what's so interesting about this pandemic is people have been forced to slow down and are actually becoming much more aware of the things right in front of them, of the things in their life, like their family, like their living room, whatever. Do you know what I mean? We've become so granular. It's like a black and white movie compared with one in color with explosions. We have been forced to really see the not just the complexity of life, but the simplicity of life. How we live determines our health and life trajectory. And how we live is about how we think. It's about what we put into our body, what we feed the organism. We are the organism. Do we feed the organism nutrition and food and hydration that is healthy, or not so much? Are we gaining weight or losing weight? Are we building muscle mass? Are we walking? Are we working out? Are we being active in body and mind? Are we sleeping? You know, sleep is a critical habit of health. Sleep is when our body and brain rejuvenate and heal, if you will, from the days and the hours and the stressors and the activity. And many people think of sleep as a luxury. It's a necessity. It's a necessity. Being active, being mindful. I mean, even the simplest thing like hydrating, right? Most Americans are chronically dehydrated, right? They only drink when they're thirsty. And in fact, 30% of the time when we're hungry, we're actually thirsty. People should be hydrating really well. I prefer zero calorie beverage, obviously, not the sodas and the stuff full of sugar. That's been a huge factor in the obesity epidemic for adults and, of course, children, as we all know. But hydrating well with zero calorie beverage is critically important to our thinking, to our health, to our physiology. So things that we often don't think about and take for granted, healthy nutrition, healthy weight, hydration, sleep, and mindfulness. So let me just talk about mindfulness for a moment, because, you know, we all know that overweight and obesity is the leading cause of both preventable and chronic disease. And by the way, it clearly, in addition to advanced age and chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease and prediabetes, puts one at significantly increased risk of adverse outcomes from COVID. Because obesity is a chronic inflammatory state. And it's very important for people to understand that when we lose weight and improve our health, we are strengthening our immune system. And that is not a guarantee, but it certainly helps. Because any infectious disease, there is a virus or a bacteria or a parasite and a host. And the health of that host, including the health of its immune system, meaning each and every one of us, is critically important in terms of what outcomes we may suffer. I just want to read a quote by Michael Osterholm, who is a PhD in MPH, an expert in the field of COVID and health. And he said this recently, March 10th, there are a series of risk factors that we worry about that if they overlay on this disease, COVID-19 infection, are going to cause bad outcomes. And we happen to be right at ground zero for one of the major ones in this country. And that is obesity. So he lays that right out. And I think it's terribly important for people to understand the good news there is we can help people lose weight and create a healthier life. And let me just add that our program and business are completely virtual, which obviously makes them all the more relevant and meaningful today for a pharmacist to be able to help people and obviously help their pharmacists, their patients and their pharmacy. I think the other thing that I was going to speak about, because I think it's relevant to this, is the importance of mindfulness. You know, we think of food as the proximate cause of overweight and obesity, and it is. But the root cause is a chaotic, stressful world. And most people are reacting to a chaotic, stressful world. And one of the ways people react is they may watch a lot of TV, they may overeat, they may drink too much, but that stress can have a huge impact on degrading our health and our well-being. What I have learned most of all with this program is not just to be able to maintain a healthy weight and improve my physical health, but my mental health, meaning that I have moved from reacting to a chaotic and stressful world to creating the health and the life I want for myself. The creative process is a fundamentally different mindset than reacting to a world that is clearly, very stressful today for many, many reasons. And it always has been, but certainly more stressful today. So the mindfulness part of this, being self-aware of our thoughts, of our feelings, being aware of our environment, of what is around us, being able to step back, to take a breath, and evaluate choices that we can make, and hopefully making choices that can move our health and our life forward.
There's a lot of insight there. I appreciate that, Dr. Nelson. That's really proving the point of what I thought after reading your program and the synopsis you sent before the interview. Dominic, somebody who has also been heavily into business development, if I don't believe in something, I can't get behind it. And when I listen to you and Dr. Nelson talk about experiencing this for yourself, that really becomes the best driver of helping another healthcare professional understand the impact that it's going to make on the client and patient's life. And that brings me back to the business side of this. This, if something works as intended and it's not gimmicky and it's just the truth and it can be bolted onto the hub of healthcare, which is the pharmacist and the community pharmacist at that, which is in these community independent pharmacies, they know their patients that are suffering with chronic disease states and diabetes and hypertension and so many things. Talk to us more, as you were going to say before we went to Dr. Nelson, about the components of this as a business program for community pharmacy.
Absolutely, Todd. So there's power in a before and after picture, but there's even more power in personally seeing or meeting somebody that has lost weight. Because sometimes people look at before and after pictures and they're like, oh, this must have been doctored up. That's not the real person. You know, there are some skeptical people out there, but when you meet somebody face to face, it's hard to refute that, right? So, one of the keys is in the pharmacy, whether it's a tech or the pharmacy owner, any of the staff members, if they're struggling with weight, getting them on the program, having them lose weight, and have that as a personal testimony is the best advertising that any pharmacy could do about this program. Now, over the years, I've seen the pharmacies that have done better than others, some very well, and the ones where the staff got on board, became the successful clients, and I hate to say this, but it sells itself, right? It almost does, because they see that complete transformation, and that patient says, I want what you have. Tell me, what did you do, right? And that's exciting. So, you know, just like anything else, if you're not practicing what you preach, people don't necessarily believe that. So being a successful client is definitely a key. The other thing is, there's a lot of ways of spreading the word. When you think about a pharmacist, and just take an average pharmacy that does 4,000 prescriptions a month, and you know, the percentage of the population that's overweight and how many of those people need to lose weight. We also understand, just like I do when I was overweight, is that we're not always ready. Just because we're overweight doesn't mean that we're ready to lose weight, right? Even if we're obese, you know, you have to be ready for this journey. You have to be intrinsically motivated. And so out of those 4,000 you know, people that prescriptions are being filled, how many of them want to lose weight right now? And what we would suggest to the pharmacy is just identify the ones that are ready. Don't, you know, obviously try to talk people into something that they're not ready for. You can't do that. You know, it's very hard to convince somebody that they need to lose weight if they're not ready. But for the ones that are, this program could help them, and it'll be easy to coach them. And then revenue will increase. The more people that you help in your pharmacy lose weight and improve their health, the more income that you're going to generate from this program. So pretty simple recipe. It's not that complicated. So anything else that you'd like me to share?
That's a really good stage setter. I think at this point, we really need the pharmacy owners that are listening that really want to learn more and engage with you and Dr. Nelson, that they should do so. We will have a link in the show notes to bring you back to a landing page and website where you can engage and ask more questions of Dr. Nelson and Dominic about this program. But I really enjoyed this conversation. It's meaningful. It makes sense this day and age. And it gives pharmacy owners something in addition to their other programs to offer to patients who are in desperate need of this coaching. And what better healthcare professional to deliver this than the second most trusted healthcare professional in second to nurses, that it is the pharmacist. And patients are seeing their pharmacist 10 to 1, 10 times seeing their physician one time. So it makes sense, gentlemen. And I appreciate you guys both being here.
Thank you, Todd.
Todd, thank you. And if I could just add this, you know, it's what you said is so important. Pharmacists are the most accessible health professionals, and they are the hub of health and can be the hub of health because of who they are and what they do. They are in such a powerful position to impact the lives of so many people in a wonderful way. We are so grateful to be able to work with PDS, to work with pharmacists, and we want to thank you for this opportunity.
You're very welcome. I love delivering great information to our pharmacy podcast listeners and the nation, and pharmacists out there changing lives of patients based on evidence-based medicine and practices and programs that are led by other healthcare providers like yourself, Dr. Nelson. So I thank you both. Thank you, Dominic, for sharing and for being on the show.
My pleasure.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. We were on with Dr. Nelson and Dominic Terranelli, who are champions in assisting patients, but also assisting the growth in business of independently owned community pharmacy. And as always, we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.